Yep.
Yeah, I'm
so,
lost on you, man.
So it's the God in the house. Sense,
what's going
baby?
On, man? Just came out the, just got unfroze, man. I was up there with Walt Disney in the capsule in the cryogenic chamber. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, bro. What's new shaking, bro? Huh? What's shaking?
Ain't nothing, man. Shoot on, you know, man. It's back on the scene, right? Like I never left.
Yeah, man. That's what it is, bro. You know, happy that you're here. You know, it's an honor to have you on the first episode. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, everybody showing me love, man. For real, man.
Legend, you have to be shown love because you put the work in, and you know you inspired a next generation of people to come after you. You heard? So you have to get your flowers, my nigga. It's a must.
Yeah, you know I was going gorilla mode on them.
So yeah. So tell me about that. Like, what year you started writing?
Yeah, you know I used to be into all them comic books. You know the Spider-Mans and the Hulks and you know everything that you know they're coming out with all the movies now. Yeah, man. But you know. I was doing them comic books first. You know, moms wouldn't let a nigga come out the house, always sticking me in art classes after school on the weekends, whatnot. But that ain't stopped me. I was still itching, though. I was fiending. I had the urge. So in junior high school, whatever, you know, we start cutting class, you know, stealing shit, bugging, you know, that dumb shit. And, yeah, man, the art just turned into graffiti. I seen niggas doing it. Like, damn, look at this nice shit. They taking over whole walls, taking like 10 days, you know, doing all types of characters. And full scenery, and I'm like, yeah, I want to see my art up on that wall. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the bombing aspect of it at first, but it seemed like that was my intro because you know, them peace niggas, you got to graduate to get up to that level, they don't just fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I had to earn my stripes, you know, pave my way with all the bombers and everything.
Who was the piecers that you saw? Like, who was the first niggas that influenced you?
Oh yeah, my man Ivory TM7, shout out to him. You know, some Bronx niggas, my man CC below, you know. You know, like Sess, my boy Seer, shout out to Seer. You know, Nair was nice too. You know, just all BX. I'm from Harlem, but you know, I went to JFK, right?
Oh word.
Yeah, so just, you know, every nigga from the Bronx that was killing it, you know. And it was everybody. The Bronx is where it was at.
So how did you get your tag?
Oh yeah, so you know, first in junior high school, I just saw some dude writing Joust, and I kind of like, oh, I'm a write, so I just stole the nigga name like Joust 2 or something like that. And then niggas was like, nah, you can't do that. So you know, people started, my man CC started giving me little trial names. Oh, try this name for a week. Try this name. Then he came up with Sense. I just felt like that fit right, man, because I was broke. I always be like, let me borrow 50 cents. So one day we're like, yeah, we're going to stick with that.
All right, I was speaking to G, and he told me when y'all linked up that it was like, boom, like automatic.
Oh, yeah, it was automatic because I felt like I was back home, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, them dudes in the Bronx showed me love or whatever, but, you know, when I got back to Harlem, then, yeah, it was time to take over there. I felt comfortable. All my peoples was there, you know, CeeLo, Black James Bond 456, you know, my man CDS, 3CD, you know, he'll be home this year. And, you know, yeah, once I got back home, it was our turn.
So now you're like 93, 94, you're hitting the lines, you're rocking fillings every day. What's going through your mind? You just on killer mode, like, I want to take over, or is just more like a, fuck it, let's just go, just to go? Like, what was your, it was just to be like the top niggas? What was your mindset?
Well, I don't know, man. I had mad influences around me in the Bronx. Like, one dude I was rolling with, he was CC. He was killing all the highways. You know what I'm saying? And then I had niggas that was killing all the, you know, the back streets with burners. And then I had other dudes that I knew that was, like, climbing, you know, the power boxes, like, cracking, you know, Dreb and Histo and all of them. So it's like, then I have respect for the train era where you just used to people seeing stuff everywhere. So it's like, I just wanted to mimic the effect, but you couldn't hit the phone because they was cleaning them in like 15 minutes. So it's like, I want my name all over the train line, but I can't put it on the train. So, you know, we started with the rooftops and we like, okay, we're going to hit all the rooftops. Then it's like, okay, we're going to hit all the highways. You know, we're going to hit all the lines, and I would come home with the train maps and the markers and, you know, I'm going in like we was on some military, like, we had the shit planned out, you know what I'm saying? And if we didn't finish it that day, we had to go back the next night. And the, most of the ways it would go is, I don't know, I didn't even go to sleep, bro. I would rack all day long. And then as soon as it was dark, I would start killing the street. Kill him, run out of paint. All of a sudden, the sun is coming up. I'm right back racking again. I might not have went home for a week.
Yo, that's some effort shit. Effort is like that.
Nasty, crazy, just going again. Like, you know, and niggas ain't had no money. So, because there ain't no job. We spending all our time, you know, doing graffiti and whatnot. So you got to steal everything you eat, steal everything you drink, you know, that boost of life. You know, wearing all that expensive shit, you know, Armani Exchange, Polo, DKNY, Hilfiger. What's that model? Nothing less than Guess, you know. Just stealing everything to just fucking get our hands on, you know? The fucking first niggas that had the clone cell phones back in the day, you know, the Motorola flip and shit.
That's a fact. You know? Yo, yeah. So that was the best era. I wish, like, if we could bottle the feeling of being in that era, we'd be billionaires. That's crazy, bro.
Oh, I tell you, I think it's coming, though. We cashing in right now, right, bro?
Yo, that's
crazy. We got the
So let me, you don't have any, like, bombing stories? Like, did you ever, let me ask you this. Did you ever meet any writer that you was like, oh, shit, like, that you was like, wow. Like, who's, like, the biggest writer that you ever met that you was like, oh, shit, I never thought I would meet this nigga. Or did you even look at a writer like that? Is that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Nah, I ain't scared to say no names. I ain't worried about it. You know, this is all in the past. So whatever. But you know, one time I met, what's his name? J.A. He busted a tag with a can and just walked off, like off into the clouds, like or something. You know,
the guard.
All the niggas that was already killing it, I already knew them. So it was like, I mean, I really wasn't in awe. You know what I mean? I knew Cope and Saze and all of them. They was killing it since the train days. You know, when you come up with dudes like that, it's like you really, it take a lot to get you surprised.
That's a fact. And 93 was Cope's year, nigga. Cope, 93, Cope was everywhere. Cope and Purr.
He was everywhere every year. So, you know, he shouldn't even, yeah. It's,
fact.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they niggas say he's snitching or whatever. I don't know nothing about that. Like I said, I just thought out. But I'm just saying the nigga was up. I'm going to just keep it on some graffiti shit, you know.
I do this every ride. I got to pick your brain. You got to give me a top 10 of all time, your favorite top 10 writers of all time.
Okay, I see, of all time, that's easier. Because if you would have said that era, then I would have felt like I was under pressure. So top 10 of all time, I got my man Jaws, got my man Easy, V-Fur, OJ. You counting with me, right?
Wait. So you said Jaws, Easy, V-Fur?
OJ.
OJ?
Yeah.
OJ, wow. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, who was up more than him in the 90s? Besides me and Steve, you know what I'm saying? Like, them other niggas was up.
And
right?
They was up too. OJ still been killing too.
What I'm saying is they was going from the 70s and 80s. Like, he the only one that's head up with me and Stacks that started in the same era that went harder than us. So he gotta be in the top 10. So, okay, we got four, right?
Yep.
All time. Okay, Rhino is out there going stupid right now. He's going stupid forever for a minute.
Rhino.
Okay, we got five of them, right?
Yep.
Let's see who else we got. Oh, yeah, my man Dolt, GFA.
Salute, my brother.
EAD, TBK.
Ed.
My man G-Stack.
Yes, sir.
I'll go ahead and slide myself in there. That way I don't have to, you know.
So you got one more. So you got one more.
I got one more. I'm going to make sure I use this one right. Let me think. Yeah, my man, we're going Crack too. Crack TS. You know, I went over him on the power boxes. And him and Big Pun came to Washington Heights and just tore my whole, everything I had up. They was putting billboards. They had the album coming out. And they was just putting billboards and stickers and posters all over my tags and my throw-ups. It just smashed the whole Washington Heights. And I was like, okay.
Legend.
But yeah, it's my fault, you know. Yeah, I started it. I went up and started knocking out power boxes. It wasn't no spots. And it was like, get in where you fit in. So, you know, yeah.
That's
that brought me some attention.
Who you think is that nigga right now? Do you still look at graph like that? Do you see it? Like, are you even, do you care? You know, like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, nah. Right now, man, I'm fucking with OJ, man.
OJ.
Yeah. That nigga's killing it. That's a living legend right there.
That's a fact.
Should have collaborated with him back in the days. You know what I'm saying? I told him, yeah, I said, we got to do something. Because, yeah, that's one I missed. You know what I'm saying? We got to knock it out one time. I might have to come back on that one.
And so, and who you think is the most relentless street bomber of all time?
I'm going to go ahead and give it to him again, yo. I'm giving it to the same guy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, I can't just give it, you know, I can't give it to us. I can't just say my name because you said one name. So it's like, yeah, I'll give it to him. Yeah, he's doing his thing, man. Keep going, bro.
That's a salute to OJ and shit. So, but how do you feel? How do you feel about like Graf now? Like the way it's going, like the way it is.
Man, you know what, man? Like I just said, man, I just came out of nowhere, man. Like I don't even know what's going on, bro. All I know is they ain't getting up like they like we used to, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seeing no all city action. I mean, I'm not even seeing no all neighborhood action. Like I ain't even really seen like one like any of these new cats. Like they ain't even smashing their whole zip code or area code or whatever you want to call it. You know, you ain't even going all block or all. I mean, come on now. You gotta put in some work, put in some all nighters, man. Put in an all weeker. You gotta get dirty, man, and nasty, and be in them tunnels, and be on them rooftops, and it be all types of crazy shit, you know, bums and police and people chasing you down in strange neighborhoods with baseball bats. That's man.
That's one of the first shits that I ever started bombing when I was 12 years old. I was walking through train tunnels for Dolo, nigga, for Dolo with paint. 12 years old, just bombing shit. You can still see tags in the old school tunnels, bro. Like I know where they at. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit is crazy. I love that. That's what drove me to doing graffiti, bro. Like all the. Because, I don't want to stay in one place. I want to explore shit. Climbing across bridges and shit like that. And climbing up rooftops and walking through tunnels and hitting freight trains and all that shit like that. Keep it exciting. Was you always just a street bomber? Or did you ever smash freight trains or do motions on real trains and shit like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, I got the freight train, as my own profile picture. So you already know that's evident.
Okay.
Me and my man TV was killing them. Yeah, me that killed a few, and we had some cats that ain't really known right now. You know, they ain't really make their mark, but they was with us. My man Soul, Ren, all my peoples from 161st, 162nd, Washington Heights. And, Sil 5x7, rest in peace, man. Me and him used to hit them things in the middle of the daytime, man. You know, be on the opposite side, and the thing stop, and it's just like, you better hurry up and do a throw up before it moves. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you have to learn how to do it backwards. Just to be able to catch it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was crazy. But yeah, Sil caught wrecking them trains. Cause there was a lot of people killing it like that, man. But it just rocked for 20, 30 minutes. You had to get the picture. And yeah, man, I'm lost on my picture. So yeah, it's too many memories in the toilet right now, man. I wish I had them still.
Dude, do you have like a favorite bomb that you ever did, you and G-Stacks? Like a favorite one, the most fun one, the one that you came off the most or something like that? Do you have one?
I think the one that he was talking about, like them D lines, like the ones where the walls is like they got like 8-track lines and the, you know, yeah, man, because you gotta hide from the people, you gotta walk hella long, and you gotta switch sides and do all this extra craziness, and your adrenaline just be pumping because it's like you just gotta do something every 5 seconds. It ain't like just walking the street. Sometimes we get chase bombed, we have to jump in the tunnels, run, pop out them hatches that pop out in the middle of the street, you know.
That's fun now.
Yeah, slam the hood back on them and be gone, you know? Yeah, getting cut up, you know, all the barbed wire fences and bolt cutters and, you know, yeah, we hit them train yards a few times, but we never went in, you know, the main way. We were going the back way. You know what I'm saying? Like with the train where there was a wall right there and you had to time the shit out because if you got caught up, yeah, you was going to get sucked up by the train and it was a done deal, you know? You know, one of my boys was having a fight, you know, at the Yankee Stadium train station, and he stepped on the third rail. Everybody was just like, ah, but nothing happened. It was crazy. I seen people get fired, though. They used to get bust over the head with Rustos. my paint never got taken, but you know what I'm saying.
Days, bro. You had to protect. Did you ever got bagged racking paint or bombing?
Man, I got bagged 100 times, man. That's why I'm not worried about talking about it, because everything I did, I pretty much got popped for. I got bad luck.
You paid your debt already.
Yeah, I paid my debt, man. One time I got arrested 3 times in 1 week. Like, yeah, they can't, no double jeopardy for me. Yeah, y'all locked me up every day.
Yo, that's crazy.
I was doing, I was trying to be ballsy. I was doing a piece in the middle of the street on 148, and I was just trying to talk my way out of it. Like, yeah, I have a permit. You know what I'm saying? Walk off on the cops, but I ended up in a dead end. So I had to come. Yeah, I had to come back around. They bagged me up. But yeah, I used to talk my way out of it. That's why I was doing, you know, try to do them burners in the street, because it looked like it's legit. Like, it looked like it's for the store or something, like you're doing a sign or something. And that was my cover while I wasn't bombing all the time. You know, I could do that in the daytime and be like, yeah, they paying me. You know, I was doing the Rest in Peace mural. Man, I was doing, yeah, I used to stay up all night bombing with my man Nensky from Washington Heights over there by CeeLo Block. And we would be on acid all night long, smoked out, drunk. And then we'd be up at 6, 7 in the morning getting paid to do a Don't Do Drug mural.
That was the best. When you get paid to do a mural and you keep the leftover paint and just go bombing. Bang.
I told you, though. And then you know what I did as soon as I got done doing the mural? Like, Bill went racking on top of that. And then I had to do it every day. So it's like, I went all city twice, but the two times I went all city, I mean, it didn't take no more than 2 weeks each time. Like, this tunnel straight up, like a line of night.
What's the whole villains you rocked in one night, you think?
You know, and I was doing the whole thing in the beginning, like, after I went around second time, I started doing the CTSs.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think I did, like, you know, I could say me and G-Stack sometimes did, like, 50 a night. And when if I did 50, you know, he probably did 70. Because sometimes he was doing double GS's next to each other, and yeah, he was going stupid.
There's always one person in the crew that goes more ham than everybody. That was,
yeah, it was I was doing, like, I was going more places, but he was using more paint. He was putting in more work, so even itself out. And then
he was bombing every night.
Yeah, like I said, I would just plan it all. You know, we'd go hit a bunch of racks. And most of my racking was for piecing. But yeah, when we bombed, I would plan it out. And then we do a whole line a night. And like I said, man, if we didn't finish it that night, we go right back. And then the next night, it's the next line, and the next line, and the next line. And then, yeah, man, it's like, we wasn't wasting time.
That's a fact.
So let's say I started in 90, and I stopped in 2000. I mean, yeah, it was really 92 and 93 when I killed it. You know, and then I came around, you know, for like 96, 97, came back, like reinvented with my man CD and then and all of them. And then we threw some sprinkles on top of it.
That's
you know, yeah, the icing on the cake. Like,
did anybody that, you know, how the younger kids, they run up on you? Oh, shit, yo, could you sign my book? Like,
oh, yeah. I had to turn off my phone since I've been back, man. I had to turn off my phone two nights in a row.
Yo, niggas be asking for stickers, books, all that shit. That shit is funny, man.
I ain't even gonna put them on blast like that, but they be asking for all types of stuff, man. They weird, bro.
Yo, did you ever think you would be recognized for the street killing you was doing?
Never. You know what? I still owe these niggas community service. They ain't getting it neither. Nah, man, that's how true it is. Like, yeah, true to my, I had to wipe off my own graffiti. You know, that's how you kill the whole neighborhood and then not realize you got community service the next morning, and then they got you in your own train station buffing your own work. I don't know if you know anybody know about that.
Community service, I got it a few times, bro. Shit sucks.
Yeah, man. You ever had to clean your own stuff? It's sick. Luckily, though, I was using some of them neon paints or whatever, man. It came right off. But yeah, man. But I was crazy. I heard you was asking them, you know, what kind of paint was their favorite paint? Yeah, everybody loved the crime on their rust, though. But I used to be on the floral paints, man. With all the freaky colors, you know, the ones you steal at the flower shop, man. You know. Yeah, man. You got to get the exclusive colors, man. That nobody else got. Nigga wasn't up on that.
Well, that's funny. That's funny. It was easier to rack?
Nah, it wasn't easier to rack. It was just like, yeah, niggas ain't seen this color yet. That's all. You know what I mean? And you might have had to do the filling with some rust, though. That way it'll stick. You can hit it with the outline. But yeah, you have a fruity color outline. Like, oh, yeah, they ain't got that. What color is that?
Word. Niggas is all on the Harbor Blues and the Summer Squash Yellows and shit.
Oh, yeah. We were killing them with Summer Squash outlines, man. You got to put your sunglasses on. Yeah, man.
Yo.
But yeah, I love the silvers, man. You know, I used to do them silver straight letters right in the middle of the street all day with the black outline with the Summer Squash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That rust up aluminum.
There was mad times that I came out in the morning driving on the bus, walking, whatever, and bang, these niggas came through. Look at this. Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the bus, you know, we bomb like that sometimes, too. We run, jump on the back of the bus, hold on to it, go a few streets down, jump off, you know, do whatever, another bus come back. Yeah, we wasn't paying for shit, and we was getting around, you know?
That's funny. Those are the fun days, bro.
Yeah, for real. Because I used to see them dudes on it with the rollerblades, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I got this. We got the free transport. And then, you know, hit the back of the bus while you're holding on to that, too.
You got things in the works. You know what I'm saying? I see you got merchandise. You got the Sense t-shirts popping.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to do everything, though. You know, t-shirts, hoodies, everything, clothes, you know. The stickers. I got some math coming in a few days. You know, shout out to Jackie at All City Legends. You know, she letting us, you know, plugging us with the merch. We about to holler at Yes Too. And, you know, we got a few little outlets popping off. And, yeah, people kind of waiting on us, man. But, you know, we got to put things together. I'm trying to do 300 things at once.
You got to, bro. That's the only way you're going to succeed, by just keeping yourself busy and just focus, bro. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you already know what's going to happen, because all the work that you put in, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy how we didn't know that's your power right now, bro.
Yeah, finally, man. Yeah, niggas' names are starting to be worth something. So yeah, man, cash out.
Now let me ask you this: What are the most important crews in graffiti history, do you think? Give me like three or four, like the crews that changed graffiti, or that are the most historical crews with the dopest writers. The
RSC.
RSC. There you go.
Not bad. I'm not even, you know, because then nobody wasn't even that big. You know what I mean? The second runners up ain't even halfway. Every gang that was relevant, all in one gang at the same time. We used to see in the stores, man, going 100 deep. And just take whatever you want. And then as soon as we hit the door, niggas are split up in groups of two or three. By the time the police come, I don't know what to do.
Facts. Steam team, baby. Steam team.
Yeah, I love RFC. Yeah, man. They made it easy for me.
Yo, the niggas are so legendary, bro. Those were the best. Those are the funnest days, bro. It was crazy.
Let me get some last shout outs or whatever, you know. Shout out to CeeLo, Black James Bond 456, Party Bus Rentals and Graphics Design. Shout out to my man G-Stack, SB, Dolt DFA, Ed TVK.
Yes.
Who else? OJ. Yeah. You know, Jackie down there at All City Legends. Shoot, Elson all them. Let's see who I forgot. My man Cams, How To, UTV. Yeah, man. You know, I've been popping off with some crazy music too, man. It's retarded. I got this white chick. Her name is Ratchet. So yeah, man, look for that Sixth Sense and Ratchet. Name of the song is Mexican Sausage. And then we got another joint called Vanity
Sausage. Yeah, baby. Where can I find that at?
Check it out right now, man. Yeah, Sixth Sense and Ratchet. It's SICKCENTS. It's Ratchet, but it's spelled RACHET.
We're on YouTube.
You know, because the name is Facebook. And the name of the song is Mexican Sausage. Ain't no way nothing else is going to pop up if you put that in.
Where, in YouTube? And then, what about?
YouTube. And then Zannies and Blunts.
Yeah,
check it out real quick.
So how did you get into the rapping? You been rapping?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been doing it for about 20 years. You know, I think I just got nice. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of, you know, was a whack rapper for a long time. But we kept doing it and kept doing it. You know, finally came up with the direction we wanted to go. And, you know, we ain't doing a lot of views. It ain't crazy right now. But, you know, we eating, the bills getting paid, and we got new projects on the way. And, shoot, man, you know, growing up in Harlem and living in the Bronx, it was just natural. Like, this is what we did all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like everybody had a studio. And, yeah, I used to have a studio down there running, charge niggas studio time, selling beats. You know, I'll be buying people's, you know, music rights sometimes, publishing. I'm into that music investment. And, yeah, we about to combine this graffiti with the music and everything. And,
that's
to
right.
Try to take this license and make a buck another one from it.
That's right, most definitely. I'm definitely going to. Mexican Sausage, and what's the other one?
Zannies and Blunts.
Zannies and Blunts. I'm going to check that shit out right now, my nigga.
It ain't Sense UTV no more. Sick. SICK Sense. All right.
Sixth Sense. All right. Yo, Matt Love, my nigga. Yo, it was an honor. I thank you. Salute you. The work that you put in inspired a generation, like I said. You know, it inspired me, and I think I have, you know, years on you, a few years on you. So that goes to show all the work you put in is not unnoticed, bro. I salute you.
Yeah, man, I'm thinking about doing it again. I'm like, I might have a free 2 weeks coming up.
Yo, I'm going to holler. Yo, where does everybody get your merch at? They hit you on your IG?
Oh, yeah, hit up All City Legends. We got the merch there. You know, hit up Sense UTV or hit up Juice Brands G-Stack. And we got new merch coming every week. And, you know, just keep checking.
That's what it is, yo, everybody.
Oh, yeah. And me and G-Stack, yeah, be checking out for the Sense and G-Stack single about to come out.
G didn't even talk about that. That's why I'm glad you put it up.
He got videos out and he been rapping to it. He humble though. He loved his graffiti shit more. So you know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna really mention it. But yeah, man. And I wish I had his info on where to find the video and all that, but maybe I'll hit you with it. You can add it to the video later, bro. Yeah, definitely. G-Stack is nice
too. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. But all right, that's what it is, my nigga. Mad love. We're going to Straight 16 Live after this at 9 o'clock. So tune in if you can. And yo, thank you everybody for tuning in to the first episode of Graph Champs.
Made number one like Spider-Man. All right.
Salute, my brother.